You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We went into a very, very in-depth analysis of the mitzvah of pure monotheism that the Rabbanu Shalom wanted the world to adhere to when it comes to their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started with the first two mitzvahs of the Aseres HaDibros, defined the halachic obligation for Jews when it comes to our belief in Hashem. We then spent a week describing how idolatry came into this world. And then we spent the next week analyzing the halachic reaction to the development of Christianity as it relates to a Jew accepting Christianity and in contrast to a non-Jew accepting Christianity. And we saw in last week, according to the Maskanas HaSugya, after going through a lot of Shelos and Shuvas and such, that the Rambam's opinion seems to have taken hold in most of halachic Jewry, that the Iser of Shituf, of multiple Godheads, is a bitl of Achdus HaBori, that applies not only to the Jewish world, but it applies even to the non-Jewish world. And therefore, for a Jew to be a Christian is an Isa of Avodah Zarah. For a guy to be a Christian is an Isa of Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam. And such is brought down by the Gedolei HaPoskim, you know, the Behuda, later on Rav Moshe, later on Avadi Yosef, later on Tzitzelez, everybody, most of the Poskim Paskim that way. And that's why I pointed out that it's prohibited to normally go into a church because it's looked upon as a base of Avodah Zarah. I also pointed out that even to go into a classroom where they don't daven but they learn their ideology, the theology, is also prohibited according to these poskim. And the fact of the matter is, merely to come to look at the art and the architectural design of the building, and to look at it, and to admire it, and to acknowledge it. And surely those who go on tours and go into the Vatican and start looking at the chapels and the paintings of Michelangelo on the ceiling, according to the psak I showed you last week, that is articulated by Avadi Yosef, B'Shem Rof HaPoskim, it's an Issa Deraisa to do a thing like that. And that's why they asked Avadi Yosef for his psak, because there was tremendous confusion. So when it comes to Christianity, there's no question the Rambam and his associates, Rishonim and Achronim, considered idolatry for a Jew and a non-Jew. When it comes, however, to Islam, if you look at Islam, the way it's defined, simply in an encyclopedia, you know, when it comes to them trying to define what in fact is Islam, they try very hard in the first couple of paragraphs of every encyclopedia that I looked in to try to show that it is a pure monotheistic religion. They rejected the concept of a multiple Godhead. They believe in Achdus HaBori. They rejected the concept that God would ever come down in a physical form, what they call the Gashmias of God. And therefore, there's no such thing as a son that came on this earth that was a physical manifestation of God. And they basically are supposed to observe Zay Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. I think they got a problem with Ritzicha, but I'm not going to get into that tonight. The fact of the matter is that what they did do, which is the shale of tonight's discussion, is they made two major changes in their monotheism. Number one is they were mavatal who the Navi of the world is. They claimed that Muhammad came along and basically suppressed Moshe Rabbeinu. And the real prophet now is Muhammad, not Moshe Rabbeinu. It is called the concept of theological replacement, replacing your theological leader with that of Klal Yisrael. And the second thing they did is they basically rejected the Bible in its entire format, wrote their own biblical text, which they claim was given by Nevuah to their prophet, to Muhammad, which is called the Quran, which is an alternate to the Torah, They basically were mafkia the divinity and kedushas haTorah once the Quran was written. So this is the innovation of Islam when it comes to what they call their pure monotheistic religion as it relates to the way they observe things. I do want to mention to you, and I can't go through it tonight, but there's the Halakha Igros HaRambam, which he has all the major Igros that he wrote during his lifetime. One of the most famous Igros he wrote was the Igros to the Taimani Jews, the Igros HaTaiman, where the Taimanim unfortunately were being oppressed by people who claimed to be Messianic, Mashichos, and they wanted to convert them to Islam, and he wrote this as a chizuk for the Taimanim to explain to him and explain to them how religion developed in the world and the fabrications of the two major supposed alternate religions, how Christianity with their shinuyim and how Islam with their shinuyim tried to literally prove to the world a replacement theology, that they became the Malimokam of Klal Yisrael. God rejected the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom, and they became the chosen people. Each one claimed to be the chosen people. So quite obviously, and the Rambam says this was done because of Sinah, V'Kinah, V'Taiva. Chazal already foretold that this is going to happen. In fact, the Rambam quotes in Sefer Daniel, Nevuos, which basically were interpreted by Chazal to Meramez, to the Christian desire to destroy Judaism and to replace it with Christianity. It talks about a special horn coming out of the other horns, which represents the horn of the new Islam kingdom coming to replace and literally to put down even Christianity and become the super religion in this world, to become the major world power, because they were not just interested in converting the world to Islam. They were interested in becoming the caliphate, the major world leader when it comes to power in the world at large. All of this was already prophesied by Daniel. He shows in the Psukim how all of this is Merumaz. But this is what Chazal say, Har Sinai, that when Klaus will Makabal Terran Har Sinai, Yardosina Laholam, these two nations took upon themselves to try to prevent Klaus from being Matzliach. And in fact, one of the possessions of Klal Yisrael they wanted to take away, and they're still demanding to take it away to this very day, is their desire to take Eretz Yisrael from the Jews and claim it belongs to us. So the non-Jews, the Christians, did during the Crusades. So the Muslims are still doing Ad HaYom HaZeh. So quite obviously, this machlokes of who the Amanivcha is playing out, when the Rabban Shalom comes and sends the real Mashiach, our Mashiach, it will be Mavura, who is the Shakran and who is the person who's saying the MS. But we realize we're still in a state of tremendous tumult when it comes to the challenge of the Jewish people. So where I pointed out last week that according to the Shita Sarambam, Christianity with this Trinity and all that that means is of a desirah, and there's no question that that's his psak halacha. Tonight, I'm going to show you, we're going to start off with the single page I handed out first, where I have two tshuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam is mechalek very quickly between his approach to Christianity and his approach to Islam. In the first shelos and tshuvas HaRambam on top of the page, in fact, you can take this home, you have the Hebrew, you have the English, says the Rambam, Elu HaYishim Elam, Einim Oiv Devarizar Klal. His psak is, they are monotheists, they don't worship idolatry. Kvar Nichrasam Ipiyam Umilibam. They already, even though in early years, the Yishim Elam, like the most of the world, were involved in polytheism and idolatry, it's been eradicated with the creation of Islam. Hey miyachdim lekel, they give yichud to HaKadosh Baruch Yisala. I might call them by a different name, but they're referring to the same God in heaven. There's a yichud karoi, a concept of pure achdus sabari, yichud she'ein bo dofi, the Rambam says. The Rambam's very kid, he's a halachist. So the way he's phrasing the rabbis is very carefully phrased. The kol eilu hashme'elam hayom kulam taf v'noshim, Nichrasav and Azermi Piyam, they have been eradicated from their idolatrous past. A tulis of tipshupsa midvar macherim he. They might have mistakes and foolishness and other things they say. Avul beyichud Hashem. When it comes to achdus habayri, when it comes to is this pure monotheism yisala elam tos klal, they got it right. So for that, I have to basically pat him on the back. That makes it a non-polytheistic religion. That takes away idolatry from it as it relates to non-Jews. So non-Jews, when they worship, according to the Rambam, Islam, they're worshiping monotheism, they seem to be observing Sheva Mitzvah Noach and being mevatel the Isser of Avodah Zarah. They literally reject Avodah Zarah. Now, in the world of the halachic compendiums in the Rambam, which I showed you last week in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, we know for a fact that when it came to idolaters, there were certain hachakos that were made. And one especially was the Isser of Yayin Shel Ya'akum. And there were two Isserim that Chazal manufactured. An Isser of Achila, of Shtiyas Yayin, of an Akum. And the second one is having Hana from it. The Rambam paskins that if you are a notary, if you're a Christian and you're an idolater, it's also to drink it, it's also to have an offer from it, it's also to drink it to be a hachacha from chasnis, from social drinking and coming to intimacy and intermarriage and assimilation and acculturation. It's also bahana because they're choshed that they have a mind to menasech the yayin to their idolatries that they worship, and therefore there's an isa hana. The Rambam says, if that's the case, this applies not only to Christians, but even to a Pashat, a Gertosha, a guy who is officially accepted upon himself, Shemis B'nai Noach. The halach is, his yayin's also b'shti because of intermarriage. B'muta b'hana, v'chein kol akam sh'eino oivet avazchav, k'go elo ha'yishma'elam, yeina ma'asa b'shti o muta b'hana. So we see the Rambam considers them on a similar level of a ger toshav, the kain hodu kol ha-ga'onim, the ga'onim that preceded the Rambam paskin that way, avo osim o'otim akum, those who worship idolatries and is referring out to the Christians. Their stam yenim is not only also b'shti because of chasnus, it's also b'no because stam kavanosam as libations to idolatry. What is interesting to note is that where the Rambam therefore classifies the Muslims as monotheists, and he classifies the Christians as idolaters. When it comes to our involvement in trying to be mashpi upon them, and having debates and having discussions, and specifically getting into biblical debates, the Rambam has a very famous tshuva, which is the last one on the page I handed out, where the Rambam makes the following statement, which is quite interesting and fascinating. I'll dwell upon this more a little later on. He says, "Amutul alamet hamitzus lenotzrim, that we are allowed, as the mitzvah of Klais of being the Am Hanivchar, the nation of being an Erla Goyim, to teach the mitzvah, the Sheva Mitzvahs, and their ramification to the Christian world, ulamashkam el datenu, to be moshech them to pure monotheism, ein amutul davzel yishma'elim, but to have similar types of debates with yishma'elim on religion." Is you're going to see very shortly a waste of time. When it comes to their faith beliefs, where the Christians believe that the testament of five books of Moses are basically God-given, amin shemayim, even to this very day, they were not mevatel the Old Testament, they just added a New Testament. But kedusha of scriptures of Tanakh, believe me, they know it by heart. If you ever heard one of these guys who are involved in trying to Mesiach Mediach Klal Yisrael, they know their Tanakh very, very well. Ukashe yalamdim dovim enak suvim v'yimsum esnagil amasha bodo heima libam. But if you would try to teach Tanakh in its right parish to Muslims, based upon the fact that they were mevatel the Torah, that created this unbelievable Quran text with its own Baba Mainzes, its own rendition of the stories of the Torah, the Akedah was not Akedah Yitzchak, it was Akedah Yishmael, a whole bunch of other Shinuyim, Misnag Lamasha Bagul Haim Baliban, Lifi Irbu Hasipurim, Ubilba Anyanim Asher Bahem. Therefore, it's a waste of your good time to have biblical debates with them because there's no common denominator, and therefore I advise you not to have such discussions with them. Aval ha'arelim ha'notrim ma'minim benusach ha'terah shlo nishtana rak megalim b'pan b'perushim. They just have different ways of interpreting the verses. Ha'mufsa mefarshim zos b'perushim, a perushim that they dreamt up. Shem yidum behem v'im yamidum ha'perish anochim. But you have the possibility of teaching them Tanakh with the right perish, with the right interpretation, and to literally give them an understanding what the Pesukim really mean of all of Tanakh. The Efshe Shiachsiru Lamutov, you might bring back to the good. V'afilu lo yachsiru kasharotzim shiachsiru lo yavoloni mizeh mikshal v'lo yimse b'ksaveyim dava shenim k'savzeinu. They accept the basic text of the Torah. I want you to know something. You're talking about art scroll. What Art Scroll did, which is an unusual phenomenon, is they produce a special English Tanakh, a translation of Tanakh based upon our Mesores, which they have a person send as in our community as a person working for them to market it to the non-Jewish world, that they should see the real pshat of the psukim and understand what they really mean. So they took this seriously, and I spoke to Sanders. Sanders says, you'd be surprised how many Christians really want when it comes to knowing the pshat of the psukim. It became a hot seller for them. There's no Hebrew text. It's purely an English translation. So the fact of the matter is, the Rambam's quite interesting. The Christians might be idolaters, but you can have a dialogue and perhaps bring back to the Derech HaEmes when it comes to giving pshat in Tanakh. The Muslims are basically monotheists, or not idolaters, but to waste your time in discussions and debates with them at this point in time is a pure waste of time, and therefore don't involve yourself in it. But this is a kitzah nimratz of the Rambam's approach to these two groups. Now, based upon the logic of this, as we're now going to get into the real nitty-gritty, Rabbi Sai, I have a shelus and shuvis over here. I would advise to take this stuff home, because I don't know how many of you are ever going to even try to focus that, the 10 and 15 shuvahs I have over here. But I'm going to show you very shortly, as we get into this topic, the diverse opinions that Chazal had when it came to even Islam, when it comes to whether in fact it's a monotheistic religion, as the Rambam says, or are those who disagree with the Rambam. One nafkamina halacha l'masa is, well, I told you last week, if you consider Christianity for Jew and non-Jew as idolatry, their church is the base of a desire. You can't enter, you can't participate, you can't be there, period. The question is Islam monotheistic? If it's a pure religion of monotheism, and therefore they don't believe in Avodah Zarah, and they don't manifest Avodah Zarah, then logically speaking, entry into their mosque as their Beis HaTefillah should not have any halachic impediment to us, and therefore, if that's the case on a theoretical basis, going back to the touring business, it should be therefore allowable for a tour guide to give you tours of Arabian mosques, if it's a monotheistic place of worship, and it should be a prohibition for a tour guide to give you a tour of a church, because it's looked upon as the Beis Avodah Zarah. The Rambam unquestionably held that way, as I'm going to show you in the Shelos and Shuvos we're going to be discussing right now. Now, in the Maamar Mekamos, Rabbi Yisai, I want to show you the following. We already did basically the tshuva of Yechav Adas, where he passed, like the Rambam, that for Christians and for Jews, Christianity is looked upon, Rabbi Yisai, as a form of idolatry. And therefore, he passed at the end on page number 3, tour guides should not therefore take any of their Jewish customers. On page number 3b, he says, "Besikim adava barash asa behechel levaka bekenesias shonotzrim," that you shouldn't bring them into any of the prayer halls of the Christians. And he therefore points out that tayaros, the guide, should be very careful and not be machshel Jews in bringing them in there to show the architecture and the paintings of the Daimer, the evil of Sotei Michshal. Rav Avadia Yosef doesn't beat around the bush, and Paskins, like most Achronim, the Duhud and others, the Goyim of Muzar and Shituf, and therefore their place is the place of Avodah Zarah. Now, what I want you to know is that on page number 4, which we haven't got yet, you have a tshuva written and a question to the famous Sitz Eliezer Rav Waldenberg, who was a contemporary gadol of our generation, a major medical ethicist, but he was the Baki Bechalat Torah Kula. And if you look at Rabbi Yisai, in the question posed to him on page 4, Emuta Lechanes Lekinesia, O Manzer, O Misgad, V'chein Lechatzor, saying, can we take Jews, Rabbi Yisai, Masgad?
Masjid.
What?
Masjid.
Well, that's maybe the way you pronounce it, but in the Hebrew dictionary it says Masgad. So they say, whether you can take them in Rabbi Yisai into a church, can you take them into a monastery, can you take them into a mosque? That was the question posed to him. And in his Arichas HaDavar, he comes out in Maskana that as far as he is concerned, not only is there an Isa for you to take them in Rabbi Yisai to a church, but to take them into a monastery, even if it's devoid of the crosses and other stuff, since it teaches the religion of Christianity, it's also a base of Avodah Zarah. And the Chiddush is, he looks upon Islam, as we'll see very shortly, as also an idolatrous religion. And if he looks upon it as an idolatrous religion for reasons I'll soon show you, he therefore looks upon their mosque as a base of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he says, if that's the case, you can't go into their mosque. One of the nafkaminas, Rabbi say, would mean that if we held like this Tzitz Eliezer, we could not go to Hebron into the Maris HaMachpelah, because the building on top of it is a mosque. And therefore, according to him, it's a base of a Dezara. And there's no question that he passed in that way. And I'm going to show you very shortly in the Shelos and Shuvis, the Klosenberger Rebbe, Eichet Gepaskin Azai, and he mentioned explicitly Maris HaMachpelah is being prohibited for a Jew to go there, let alone daven over there. And one of the reasons that basically the Tzitz Eliezer was so machmir in his presentation is that he points out that what he's relying upon is a statement of the Ran, which is quoted Halacha Lamasa in Masechet Sanhedrin. If you look on page number 6 of the Maram HaKemais, this is the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. He points out that when it comes to the concept of the Muslim world, so he says over here, he first quotes in Oz Dalid, Masha Kosef Arav Hamin Hahar Shlita, that he says, any bayis shel das acheres, any house of worship of another religion is the base of a gezara. Even a mosque has the same halacha. So he says, I agree with him, and my support mechanism to basically bring proof to this is a Ran, a parish of the Ran on Masechet Sanhedrin. He tells you the daf, if you look at the Chiddush Ran, where the Ran says what he quotes, and this is the Lashon of the Ran. He says, Lamadu mikan, shehakdoshim shel kusim, this is the holy places where the kusim go to worship, Vigama Meshuga Shel HaYishmael. And it's interesting, anytime any of the Gedolim talk about Muhammad, they preface him, the Meshuga HaYishmael. It's interesting. They don't call Yashka HaMeshuga HaNotzri, but when it came to Muhammad, they felt they had to add the adjective. And all the writings, the Ram, everybody, they call him the Meshuga HaYishmael. He says, Alpha Pishen Tayn Achareyam. Alas, so similar, because even though they don't call him an actual deity, a god, like Bahalu the Christians call Yashka, Ho Mishtachim Lefneihem, since they bow down to Muhammad and his pictures of Kedemer, therefore they look upon it as Hashlachavosh, as if they're bowing down to an entity they treat as a divine entity. It therefore has a din of Avodah Zarah to it, and therefore he says it's not just giving cover to him, but they're bowing down to give him a divine service, and therefore if that's the case, they look upon the Ran as saying therefore the worship therefore of Yishmael and Islam is an idolatrous religion. I will tell you historically, when I was doing my research on Islam, But I did research. As a good college professor, you got to do your research to know, what the other side holds. There was a big machlokus in a while in the world of Islam, whether they called it Islam or they called it Mohammedism. And those who called it Mohammedism really ultimately deified this Mohammed to not just be a Navi of God, but an angel of God or a divine shliach of God. They didn't give him the same status of Yashka, but they did worship him. And therefore, if that's what the Ran's talking about, we could understand maybe those types of Muslims who believed in that, maybe we can categorize them as idolaters. But as many Mafashim point out, the fact of the matter is, most Muslims in Islam rejected that. They looked upon him the most as a Navi. The only God that existed was God himself. And he says, just to finish off the Tzitz Eliezer before I go further, well, Magdum the first, Medivri Aram, the Gamla Vedas Nishma'ilim HaMashtachim O'Navi HaShekesh Olehem, Din HaVedazara Yesh V'Kachim, there are houses of prayer of holiness, Bikam Bate HaVedazara, in Kembar Lefizeh Shigam Beis HaMitzka Shulehem, Shavahem Avatzim HaVedasim Yeshkom Godim Beis HaVedazara, L'Chaldaza, Asa L'Kanis L'Sham, etc., etc., which means according to the Tzitz Eliezer, as modern a pasuk as he was in many areas, when it came to this, he treated Islam as an idolatrous religion. The Ran was his source. The right way the Ran interpreted what they do is not just giving homage, but worshiping them on some type of divine level. And he therefore categorized this makom as a base of a nazara. As I mentioned, the Klausenberger Rebbe also happened to hold like him when it came to this designation. But it's interesting to note that he was asked the question again on page number 7 and 8, do you really hold this way? And he basically once again reconfirms his conviction that they in fact are an idolatrous religion when it comes to Islam, quoting the Ran over and over again. And as far as he's basically concerned, the Mokim is a Mokim shell of a Dezara, us if a Jew to enter it, and he does not reject this, he doesn't go against that psak all the way to the end, even in the second Shuvah. Now, what I want to show you tonight, Rabbi Isai, is the opposite camp. And the opposite camp I have over here historically, various generations of Poskim. One of the earliest who dealt with this question was the Ravaz of David Ben Zimra, a North African Svadish Gadol, who at that time was one of the Encyclopedia Gedolei HaPoskim of the Svadic community, is the Shelus and Shuvas Ravaz. In fact, he wrote later on a Perish on the Rambam in his Mishneh Torah. And he says in the first paragraph that I have underlined on 9a, he makes the following statement. The question is, when it comes to this, the religion of the Yishma'elim, he says on the underlying lines, HaYishma'elim Einim Oivna V'Dezara, they don't worship idolatry. Adaraba, Miachdim Hashem Yichud She'ein Baidofi, they believe in pure monotheism, Achdus Sabori, Kamosha Kosef HaRamam B'Tshuva, as the Shuvah, I showed you the Rambam when we started tonight, V'Chein Kosef B'Chibor. He also writes in his Chibur of the Mishneh Torah, Yishma'elim Eina Oiva V'Dezara V'Cheinira L'Inyin Shemachikim Inyin V'Dezara B'Tachlis Arichok V'Chikim Eni Yizbarach Gashmis. They don't attribute to God any physicality like the Christian world does. V'Chol Adoma Barayas Baruaos Yeshlem B'Zeh Chiburim Rabim Mekadmon Eyam. The early Arab philosophers took God away from any type of physical existence in a physical body. So there's no question they are monotheistic. The question the Ravaz deals with, however, is the following question. If you are forced by a Muslim to convert to Islam, since it is a monotheistic religion, is there a chiv of Yerek Vahayavar, since it's not idolatry? Because we know the three Averis Chamuris are Avodah Zara, Gilah Rais, Hashichas Saddam. So the question is, if this is not of either of those three, is there a problem? And the psak he gives, I'd like to look on page number 10, he's very, very specific, and he says, Miato, he says, Benidim Didam, where you have the underlying lines, the Chiv of Yerek Vahayavar does apply for a Jew who was forced to forsake Judaism and to join the concepts of Islam. Why? because the two major averas chamuros that their beliefs have, that for a Jew, it's a shel eri vayava. Number one, the kafira in Moshe Rabbeinu as being the Navi Emes. It's one of the Yugimel Ikarim the Rambam has, and when you therefore say there's another prophet in lieu of Moshe Rabbeinu that is great as Moshe, maybe even greater, or took the place, that's a major kafira when it comes to one of the Yugimel Ikarim. The other is the fact that they basically are mavato aramunus ha-Torah when it comes to Mi-Sinai as being everlasting. They replace it with their own Torah, so Torah Mi-Sinai no longer means anything for them. So for a Jew to convert to Islam and to accept Muhammad Lahavdil as the actual prophet of God in lieu of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to accept the Quran as the Malimakam of the Torah, is apikursish enkamo. It's heresy in the highest level. When a guy wants to force you to become heretic, be kafir, b'shem mitaraso, the sechir yerek vayavar. The only question is it an iser of only heresy? Or does the fact that this is what they want you to do elevate it to literally as if you're worshipping an idolatrous concept as if your hashkafa based upon what you were makabel as a Jew? So do we just look upon it as heresy? Is it idolatry? What the actual yerviyavar chiyuv when it came to what the Ravaz had over here, what is meant by it, is a big debate of later achronim when it comes to dealing with it. But one thing is for sure, that for a Jew to convert to Islam, for a Jew based upon his beliefs, is an Isar deraisa, heresy or idolatry, yerivayavar, no question about it. And that's the psak he gives. But as a religion, for them as a guy, the fact of the matter is that it is a monotheistic religion. Whether they had a chiv to believe in Torah Mi-Sinai, or had to believe in Moshe as Belinov Yemes, is a big question amongst the Achronim, whether that's a major belief in Sheva Mitzvahs. It's not mentioned in Sheva Mitzvahs. So if they're not Mitzvah to believe in that Rabbi Isai, therefore for them it's not considered heresy, and it's not considered idolatry. There's only one little technical problem that they have, and that is the Rambam is very makbid. If you Rabbi Isai look momentarily to the big sheets I gave out.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
I did this because I'm going to show you an expose tonight that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu's Shlichus on page 1, that when he came down from Har Sinai, he had two missions. Mission number one, the Rambam said, was to basically speaking, teach, call yourself their Torah that he received in Har Sinai. The second mission was to once again reteach the non-Jewish world their obligations of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. This was a mandate that Moshe Rabbeinu had to once again enforce upon the Jewish world their belief in the concept of God commanding them in Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And the Rambam then says, if you turn to page 2 of these Ma'ariv Mekamos, he makes the following statement, which is a problem for the Muslim world. And that is, Kabbal Sheva Mitzvahs V'Nizla Sosa, whoever is Mekabbal the Sheva Mitzvahs and Allah Yer Aleph and is careful to do them, he's considered Mechasidei Umas HaOlam, V'Yesh Lo Chelek Olam Haba. The Rambam is quoting a Tosefta that he passed him like. But there is a prerequisite. When does he observe the Zayin Mitzvahs? Shiakabal al Samiyasa Mimnei Shatziva Akarish Baruch Betorah, Vodiyadi Amosha Rabbeish Menach Mekad Nistava Behem, which means for them to count for you, to give you Olam Haba. It's not sufficient just to be a monotheist and observe Zayin Mitzvahs. You have to believe that this is because of the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and because of the Torah we got from Har Sinai. For you to substitute Muhammad and the Quran, they might be Elecha non-Jews in this world, but they're not Hasidim Olam. That's going to forfeit them the right in the world to come. They're going to have a lot of major, major surprises. Even if they're not a suicide bomber, and they go up there as a moral, ethical Muslim who believes in Zayin Mai Mitzvahs, but if they didn't believe it was Mi-Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu is the source from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they believe their sources, they ain't going to get the Schav Ilam Haba. And he says further, he says when it comes to this, Avam Asam Lehechra Hadas, if they do it because of their own reasons to believe in these things, Ein Zeh Gertesheh, and if there was Olam, and they forfeit the world to come. So that's going to be a problem they have to deal with. What?
The Volo with Elo, the Venetia, your son.
Yeah. So that was always, even if they're called Mechachameha, but the problem of them getting Olam Haba requires the belief that it has to come from our Torah, not the Quran, and it came from Moshe Rabbeinu, not Muhammad, that there isn't any different Yirsos when it comes to that factor. Now, let me go further, Rabbi Yisrael.
That's why the only people who can have Olam Haba may be Unitarian Christians, because they believe in the Torah.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is, even Trinitarians believe in the Torah, but the problem is, they're
Unitarians.
Those who believe, basically, in Yashke as a prophet, maybe, because they're looking upon him as the replacement prophet for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, if they're observing it because of Yashke telling him to observe it, not because of Moshe, they might also have a problem, but I'm not here as God tonight to judge them. Now, let me continue further. The next tshuva I want to show you, rabbis, historically on this topic. We're going now historically, we're skipping a whole bunch of years, and we're going to Rav Yitzchak Chochanan Spector, who was one of the great Gedolei Poskim Europe. Some say he was one of the greatest. Reitz of YU is named after him, basically named after this Gadol. He was looked upon as the Poskim par excellence. And this is on page number 12. And the question that was posed to him is, when the Turkish leaders captured back parts of Turkey, Kedome, so a lot of the soldiers that were involved in this milchama were Jewish conscripts, and the Jewish conscripts were Shemitev Rebbe Mitzvos. So they asked the head of the Turkish Empire, who captured these lands back, where can we pray as Jews, since you're giving us freedom of religion, where can we pray? So he was willing to give the mosques that they captured in their milchama against the crazy Arab world, because Turks and the Arabs were always having a fight, who's going to control the world? It was the Turkish caliphate versus the Muslim caliphate. So the question that was posed,
The Turks are not
at that time, they were not Muslims.
But now they are.
Yeah, because of what's happened over the time. So therefore the question that was posed, if they give us the mosques that were davened in by the Ishmaelim before they were eradicated and they were defeated in Muhammad, are we allowed to enter there to daven, to hold our daily davening there, as long as we're still involved in warfare? So comes along this specific Gadol, the Ein Yitzchak, and if you look at Rabbi Yisrael very carefully in Os C on the page, he comes and he gives the following psak. He says, I want you to know that as far as I'm concerned, he says, that yesh lahatir bepashtus kemavur biyoredei baramor, the Yishmaelim are not of the Avodah Zarah. So quite obviously he's accepting the party line of who, Rabbi Yisrael? The Rambam. He's rejecting the party line of the Ran. Kemavur barambam, he says, she'eino ovid Avodah Zarah kogon eilu ha-Yishmaelim. Kemavur biyoredei, etc., etc. B'shach, b'turshon, b'shem ha-Rashba. He then brings down, as far as he's concerned, that when it comes to the Yishmael in the last line, there's no Avodah Zarah taking place there. Therefore, he was giving them, these Jewish soldiers, the heter to daven their b'kvius, in quotation D. He says, "Machzul Yishmaelim Muto Hedle Barama Yishmaelim Shein Oide Barzara." Turn the page to page number 13. He says, and therefore, even to make it into a base Hakneses Kavua, he says, "Halacha LaMasa." There's no reason to prohibit Jews from doing such. He says, in quotation 13b. So you'll say to me, maybe there is some type of idolatry. That Hakpada, when they slaughter animals, they slaughter it towards the east. What does this mean? Are they worshipping a deity in the east? So he calls this Divrei Ruach Shalhem Te'eles. He says they believed in their magical arts of the Muslim world. It's a special mazel, a special luck if you shecht in that specific direction. Shchidas L'Mizrach. Kamo shachet lerefuah, but that has nothing to do with deification. He then says in C, Yishmelem einam odev edazara. So there's no question that according to his opinion, if you were asked the question whether or not you can go and pray bikvias in a mosque, the Ein Yitzchak, who was one of the leading litvish paskim with paskim, without a shayla like the Shita Sarambam, it is halachically permissible. Now turn the page, Rabbi Yisrael. We're coming now to page number 14. I'm now coming to the Chulis Ban Hagats of none other than Rav Sternbach, Rabbi Yisrael, who normally, if anybody knows Rav Sternbach, is a brisker, and usually is very machmir in many different inyanim. When it comes to the question over here, of he brings down B'Shem and quotation 14a, in the name of the Admor of Meklosenberg, Shekosev, Damaris, and Machpela, Shebechevron, Ho, Hayom, Hu, Mask, it's a mask, Yesh, Lachush, Kebes of Adazara, V'Asel, Lechanes, Lashon. This is Meklosenberg I mentioned before. So who is he going like? He's following the Ran, he's following the Mahalik of the Tzitz Eliezer. So the question is he right or not? In quotation, B on the page, says Rav Sternbach the following. It's bewildering to me that you can call a mosque the base of a gezara. They're monotheists. They had a false prophet, Muhammad. And one thing I do want to admit, a Yehudi shemeshtamid wadas Yishma'elim, if a Jew converts to Islam, the vadai, his actions have a din of a zayar v'yavar. So he says it's not just heresy. He learned it's for a Jew as if he's mamish committing adultery. No adultery, I mean committing idolatry. Moshe, because what you have to do is be kaif in teres Moshe Rabbeinu. And he quotes the Kedukas of Aritva, Be'akein herech v'radvaz in the shuv I showed you before. With them at Matsuba to believe in Torah Sinai as one of their tzivuyim, lachara lo nikra based on the zara, kemish lamais einam odin by the zara, achronim dona beged the din yishmaelim. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, there's no question they're not considered idolaters. He quotes Kolavis of the Rambam considering yishmaelim like Gary Toshav. He then says that in quotation C, Neokapanam Lagarami base Apikursis, but maybe the place is an Apikursis place, because at the end of the day, they are Mavatul Teres Moshe Rabbeinu and Mavatul Venevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, and maybe as a place of Apikursis, you can't enter into the mosque to be there. If even it's not a base of a Gezara, and he brings various places in Chazal, the Chazal do not want you to enter places that articulated all types of apikursis. In fact, he quotes even those Goyim who believed in deism, that there was a God who created the universe, but he basically forsook it, and there's no Hashgacha Pratis anymore. He says dealing with those types of people is a dangerous type of thing, because they don't believe God involves himself with what goes on below. There's no Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence. In those places, I wouldn't enter. But over here, the B'nai Yishmolim believe not only that God created the universe, but that God watches what goes on below. They block, they daven so many times during the day, Kama Pa'abim, they daven five times, not only three times. So if that's the case, the ability for them going to daven in their house of prayer is not going to bring you away from your beliefs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Divine God, that's a Mashkiach B'chtatonim and the Schara Onish and the omnipotence of God. So therefore, he doesn't look upon this as a base apikurisis. He says, if that's the case, in quotation D, Yesh Lodun Adikdein Kfiris Yishma'elim B'teris Moshe Masha Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make them Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Kevin Shulon Estav Lahamim B'teris Moshe, and he brings down the Rambam, Shagir Toshev, who Makabo Lov, Sheva Mitzvah, etc., etc., but he's looked upon as Chasidim, as Olim, etc., etc. I'll turn the page to page number 15. He then says, and he continues and he goes forwards, he then says that in the part I want, because we have limited time tonight, we go down to quotation B, the Fizeh HaMusumalim, the Muslims, Einam Odeh V'Dazara, Beis Tevilasim, Einam L'Avodah Zarah, U'Memeh L'Mut L'Kadosh L'Tochem K'Sheyesh Tzarech, However, when it comes to what the Rebbe's Hakpada, Shorayla Srach Behem, a base Tfilasan, Kilachola Goyim, Arle Lev, Umas Askam Behevile Shav, Ubekachash, Teresain Hakadosha, Yesh Vazeh Chilal Hashem, Lach Shivam, Lavakishama. Perhaps it's us that enter their mosques because of those beliefs which are anti Torah. Amnon, he says, listen to this. The in your name, the question you're posing me is not just to enter any mosque, but in particular to enter the mosque that's built on top of the Avos Kvarim in Hebron. The in your name, Shenika Shegazluma Abavasin Arabim, they stole that makom from us, the Kever Avos, they stole it, they built a building upon it, Lishtamashel Kemiskad, Ubeis Tevilasenu, it's surely not serving as a mosque. Everybody realizes Jews are going there not to daven in a mosque, but to daven by Kever Avos, as Kalev did. She'll be Shvil Kivre Avos. He said, "Ein Lamech Shleisa." There's no Maris Ayin, and therefore Halach Lamasa, he will allow you to do such. He brings down that in early Talmudic literature, in quotation C, when Goyim at that time was still, quite obviously, as Yishmaelim involved in idolatry, they would treat it as idolaters in the Gemara, like all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But things have changed since then, and he says, Advarim Temurim, Gam Mesvari, this quotation, Sishol HaShemanu, Shemunish Lemaninach, Asa Kavodah Zarah, Lo Domi Lenatzis, is not similar to Christianity, Shem Ka Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mamish, Shem Akshim and Alok, okay? Not only do they believe in Trinity, but they give God a physical form, a human physical body, which is something that is looked upon as sacrilegious for them. They don't believe in Amunas HaShilosh, the concept of Trinity. And therefore, he says, despite the fact that people showed me the Ran's Parish to Sanhedrin, which is quoted by the other Gedolim who want to be Oser, she'll say to me that they don't bow down to the pictures of Muhammad and to their other prophets that are the saints of Gedolimer, isn't Avodah Zarah. He says, Ladas Aran Tzok Vahabi Hashtach Vahir Shal Kavav. They're bowing down to give cover to their prophets, they're not coming to deify their prophets, and therefore that makes it an Avodah that's not Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Rebbe Emes Bezmaneinu, what the Yishmael are bowing down to, but he basically is opting to be Ben Mekel over here. He therefore says, however, one important fact, which is quotation D. He says, I want you to know that Chazal had forecast, and the Rambam mentions this in his Igeres Taiman, and that is that the two nations that are going to try to take away our status as the Am HaNivchar and challenge us till the end of time is the Christian world and the Muslim world. And the Zohar points out that when the Christian world does not succeed, the Muslim world, which is called the Gullus of Yishmael, is going to plague us until the end. So he quotes over here in quotation D a Zohar. He says, they're going to try to put forth their agenda, which is at the end of Pashas Va'era, the Kaven Shasham Rumila, the schus they have to some type of Kliton Eretzrael is the partial Bismillah Hashem was mitzvah of them, and then until they get their total schar for that mitzvah, they're going to have some type of Shlit on Eretz Israel. Rakish Mitzar Misrael Midai, but when they go overboard and they cause Jews incredible intolerance and pain, and they drive us out of our cotton picking mind, we have a haftacha in the Zohar. Yenokim Bekadosh Baruch Hu Benikmas Bris, Hashem is going to literally be Nokim to come against the Yishmaelim, and therefore, because Lebrisha Karis and Ma'avas Akadoshim, and what's going to happen is, as he quotes on Chaim Vital, the types of Milchamos and the types of fights between us and the Arab world, at the end of the day, as long as they seem to be successful, I wouldn't advise to aggravate them too much. And the whole question whether we should let them on Harabayas, let them on Harabayas, he seems to take the approach, why do things to give them reasons to try to fight us, to kill us, and try to murder us, that the Rebbeinu is going to be Nekem Nekmasel. The Zohar says very explicitly that the Rebbeinu sees what pests they are, and what Ganovim and Gazlanim they are, and ultimately the Rebbeinu Shem Bechvel Gabiatzim, not the IDF, He's going to get them out of Eretz Israel. He's going to eradicate them. And therefore, that's what he says you should basically think about and rely upon when it comes to this specific phenomenon. If you turn to page 16, one more piece I want to show you before I come to the last part of my shiur tonight. And that is Rav Kook in his Shelos and Shuvos Mishpat HaKohen, when it came to his famous psak to sell Eretz Israel during Shana Shvius to the Goyim in order to take away Kedusha Shvius, because they had no other option at that point in time. So he points out he ultimately decided to sell it to the Yishma'elim, and he says in the underlying lines, "She Yishma'elim einam oydim v'edazara klal." He considered them geir toshav. The isal osachanim doesn't apply to them, and therefore momentarily to sell it for a momentary sale. He therefore felt halach lamasa without violating anything by doing such. So even he paskin halach lamasa when it comes to that. And I would say, by and large, most poskim therefore accepted the premise that Muslims are monotheists, and for them to hold from monotheism, for them they looked upon halach lamasa as non-idolaters. For a Jew to convert to Islam is either heresy, idolatry, or both. That unquestionably was something that was paskin by the poskim. But I want to end off tonight's shiur with something which I find fascinating. After hearing this entire discussion and the Rambam's approach and his looking at the good things and the bad things of the discussions, so the question which you have to ask yourself, why did the Rabbanu Shalom, who's Mashgiach B'Tachtonim, the Rabbanu Shalom, who has Hashgacha Pratis in the history of the world from now to the end of time, why did he let the Christians and the Muslims be so successful? Look at their numbers. Look how big they are. In the billions. What was the reason for Hashem allowing that success to take place? So I want to show you something that was edited out by the church, which later on, Rabbi Yisai, we recoup when we enter the Genesis. And that is on page number 3 of the large Maram HaTamas. You got to see this, Rabbi Yisai, to believe it. This is Peledik, Rabbi Yisai, and this will finish off tonight's shiur and give us a perspective. And that is the following. He points out that when it comes to Mashiach, who the Mashiach is and what the Mashiach is supposed to accomplish, the Mashiach has various types of purposes. And he says in Halacha Dalet, in Yamad Melech Mebeis David, Vahoga Betar, Vahisik, Vemitzus, Kedavid, Aviv, Kvi Teresh Vetzav, and Teresh Vapeh, Fi Yaakov Kol Yisrael, Leilech Bo, Lachazik Bidka, they should observe Torah, Yecham HaMechemes Hashem, Hareza Becheska Shu Mashiach, Im Asa Vitzliach, Abon Amigdosh, Bemekoma, Vekibes, Nitir Yisrael, he's the Mashiach, Bevadai, says the Rambam, Yisaka Olam Kula Avas Sham Yachal, bring the whole word back to monotheism. Shenema ki oz epach el amim sofa la vada Sham Yachad, ki oz epach es amim sofa bru likra kula b'shem Hashem ul avim Sham Echad. The next lines, if you see the brackets, the church erased this. They cut it out of the Rambam's manuscript, but we were able to basically find it and reintroduce it. The new Frankel Rambams that were produced have this girsa reinserted. Listen to this girsa. Vim lo hitzliach ad ko, and if they're not successful as a Mashiach, or hanerag, or he's killed, b'yidua she'ein ezeh shavticha l'avatayra, the fact he's killed shows you this ain't the one that Hashem promised to be the Mashiach. I recall Malchi beis lave hashlema k'shem shemesu, l'amidu ha-gash baruch hu, el anasis barabim, sh'neva min ha-maskila, n'ikosh l'itzof pehem, l'var l'aben, eis keitz kol ha-moed. Daniel says, you're going to have people coming, making believe their Mashiach at the end of time, to test your spiritual tenacity. And when now we come to page 4, listen to this. Af Yeshua ha-notzri. And he doesn't beat around the bush. He says, shadima shia Mashiach, the Nereg Bebezdin. Which Bezdin was he killed? He wasn't killed in the Jewish Bezdin, Mefreshim pointed out, because the Sanhedrin didn't function at that time anymore. The Jews handed him over to the Romans because he was a threat to the Roman Empire, the same way he was a threat to us. Ukvanistav, Daniel Ori was Maramez, his coming into existence. Shinema b'nei peritzi amchi yanasu l'hamed chazav v'nechshalu, chay yeshmich shol gold mizeh, shekolon leviyim dibriu b'mashiach gol yisro ha-mashiach mekabes nitcheyem, mechazek mitzvosem. And look what Yeshua did. Zeh garm l'abba yisro ha-becherem, Lafaza Sheirasam Lahashpilam Lahakla Tara Lahatas Rav Olam Lavad Elokam Avalay Hashem. That's the concept of Trinity. Now we come to a paragraph that I always say is Pelopoloyim. So says the Rambam, we can't figure out Hashem's hashkacha pratis in this world. We can have His foresight and His machshavas are out of the realm of us humanly able to stand. And why did Hashem allow them to succeed? Ironically, even though they had kavanah for themselves, it prepared the way for the concept of the messianic redemption. How did this help us? So he says, kavanah smal olam kulam edivrei Mashiach. Because instead of the polytheistic, paganistic literature that existed, they introduced biblical literature and the concept of messianism and the concept of Hashem appearing to man and being only one God. They were able, based upon manpower they possessed, which we didn't possess, to go to all the foreign islands and foreign lands around the world. They taught them the Old Testament, the Kedema, Eilo Omer Mitzvahs, Eilo Emes, Oyo Kavar Batlo, Bizman Hazer, Loinox Ludaros, the Eilo Omer Dvam Nistram Yeshbem, Veinu Kepeshutam, whatever it is, they introduced them to the Bible as being the Dvar Hashem, Ukavar Bar Mashiach, and when the Mashiach comes, his major job is going to be the Negila Nistayram, he's going to go and tell all the Ummah Sailan. This is the truth of the Psukim. This is what the Psukim really mean. Doesn't it allude to Yashka Kedayim when it comes to the Psukim of Yishai and Tehillim that they allude to? That's not the right Peshat itself. That's why the Rabbi showing in the beginning tonight said we should have dialogues and Bible with the Goyim to teach them the right Peshat. And he says, Ukeshiyamad Melech HaMashiach Be'emes V'yatzliach V'yarem V'yinaseh M'yareim Kulam Chozem V'yodim Sheshek and Nochad, I'll see the falsehood of what Islam and ultimately what Christianity taught them. Shinivayim of the same Hittum basically made them make a mistake. If you look at Rabbi Yisrael in the last page of this Choveret, when it comes to what ultimately the Mesa Mashiach is going to be, the Rambam says in Halach Adalat on page number 5, the following, this is the completion of the Shir. Lo Nis'avu Chacham Adim Yemosa Mashiach. What was the reason, the aspirations for Yemosa Mashiach by Chazal? What are we going to do? Lo Kedei, turn the page to the top. She Yishluto Olam. Jews don't want to have mastery of the world as being the superpower. Lo Kedei She Yerdi V'Goyim. Lo Kedei She Yenase Osam Ha'am. We're not looking for them to make us great. Lo Kedei Lecha Lishtos L'Smoach. We shouldn't have Shibit Malchus, we should be able to be Isaac in our spiritual legacies. What's going to happen to Mesa Mashiach? What's going to happen is, there's not going to be any famines anymore. Wealth is going to be equally distributed. Lo milchama, no longer any wars. Lo kinah v'tachris, no longer any type of jealousy. Kedomer shatoyu v'tiyem mishpas habei kol adam etzuyin kafa. There will be plenty of food and supplies for the entire world. There's not going to be that type of competition. And what's the whole world going to do? Lo ye esa kol ha'olam elu ladas es Hashem bovad lefich yisra chalam gedola v'yodim devar ha'stumim. Therefore the Jews will be consulted in what the psukim of the Bible mean and what God's desires are for them when it comes to non-Jews. Yodim devar ha'stumim yasigu das varm kivikol ha'adam shenemar. What's going to be the ultimate result of the Aman Yivchar, the Erla Gayim? So Rabbi Isai, what we are going to do is continue what the Mashiach is going to be doing. And the Rabbanu Shalom put Christianity and Islam and allowed them to play their game to wean the people away from paganism, from polytheism, introduce them to concepts of the Torah, even if they didn't accept the entire Torah. but their manpower, millions of people who barely went around the entire earth converting them to Christianity and to Islam, took them away from paganism and Roman mythology and Greek mythology, set the path that the ultimate world's acceptance of pure monotheism will be accepted. We're living in very interesting times, Rabbi Isai, because slowly but surely you see this happening. I will tell you, I've spoken to some born-again non-Jews who are major, major supporters when it comes to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Israel. In fact, one guy, his name is Mark Meadow, who's a big macher in the Congress. He always appears when they interview people when it comes to pushing the agenda, the health agenda. So he came to Touro about 5 months ago to meet with the heads of the administration. He had dinner with us, with his wife, and we asked them very simply, you're a Christian, you believe in whatever it is, a reborn Christian, who do you believe are the chosen people? Who do you believe, ultimately speaking, are the ones who are going to have Eretz Israel? We asked them point blank. She says, what are you talking about? My group, the ones that I'm part of, believe that the chosen people are forever the Jewish people, and the only ones entitled to the Holy Land as their Holy Land are the Jews exclusively. So he said, if that's the case, we asked it very simply, so why are you helping us? Doesn't seem to be a facilitator of your agenda, because a lot of them are helping us because they believe that their ghoul is not going to take place
until
all the Jews return. So we asked them very simply in an open discussion, so why in the world are you helping us? Why do you believe what you believe? And why are... So he says very simply, because God said in the Bible, whoever blesses the Jews, God will bless them. We're in the business of blessing the Jews and giving the Jews what God wants them to have. That will guarantee us a blessing. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Rabbi Yisai, this is where we're heading over here. We're living in incredible tekufa. The Mashiach is right around the corner. I can't give you the date and the time because you can't calculate, but we're closer than we ever were. Let's hope and pray, Rabbi Yisai, we'll be zocheh v'bis Mashiach, tzidkenu amen v'yamein.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.